Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Last night, all of DFW, DFW was talking about the Cowboys signing Alden Smith. It's a one-year, $4 million deal, $2 million base, with $2 million available in incentives for Alden Smith, 30 years old, has not played in four seasons after the amazing start to his career in San Francisco. Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider, joining us here on Sean and RJ. Fish, why did the Cowboys sign Alden Smith?
Yeah, the money part, which you just nailed, no guarantees in there, so there's no real commitment here. So that part of it's an okay roll of the dice. The infrastructure here is about relationships. And Jay Glazer, who does a great job at Fox, of course, and who broke this story, is in the NFL more than just a reporter. He works out with players and leads their workouts in some cases and was deeply involved in Alden Smith trying to get his life back together. As we see every year at Oxnard, Jay also has a unique relationship with the Joneses. And think back, Sean, you'll see what I mean. He's treated even differently than many national media members are treated. They kind of get a red carpet, which is great. But Jay Glazer gets something different. His relationship with the Joneses is not just as a media person. So as I'm reading the tea leaves here, I think Jay Glazer got in Stephen Jones's ear.
Yeah.
And said, I got a guy. Then I think that the Jones family ran it down through their football people at one point, getting it to Jim Tomsula, who is the Cowboys defensive line coach now and, of course, coached Alden Smith in San Francisco during these brilliant years that I know you've addressed as a rookie. Alden Smith in San Francisco, seventh overall pick, gets 13 sacks as a spot player. And then the next year, they say, well, I guess we might as well start him. And if I recall this right, he got 19 sacks. So Jim Tomsula certainly gave him the thumbs up on another level. So now you've got Stephen Jones for it. You've got the coaching staff for it. And it's very affordable. And so here we go. Can I get – well, and then there's more bright side here, which is the things that Alden Smith has written on Instagram, the things being said about him – They just sound great. God is good, and I'm happy to be alive, and I'm happy for a check and chance and all those kind of things. And, you know, we want that for everybody. That's not just Cowboy Nation. That's great. Second chances are great. So that's the lighter side of this. We all in agreement on that, right?
Yep.
Now to the dark side. We get so optimistic about these things that we're getting some of the facts wrong. Oh, he's been clean and sober for a long time. Well, he got a DUI. It hadn't been that long. His rap sheet, which on the surface makes it look like, well, he'll probably get his suspension lifted by the NBA commissioner's office because the CBA now allows pot. This isn't about pot. This is nothing like Randy Gregory. The rap sheet is highly disturbing. It goes way beyond the no longer harsh views of marijuana. It goes to this incredible list of things that has put him on the substance abuse policy list and the personal conduct policy list for years and years and years, multiple time. Boys, it includes an alleged hit and run, felony counts of illegal possession of an assault weapon, alleged domestic violence twice, allegedly suggesting he had a bomb at an airport, an arrest for assault with force and false imprisonment, another DUI, vandalism. A woman said that he tried to bite her arm off, on and on and on with these highly disturbing things that aren't just, oh, this guy likes to smoke pot. Yep. This has been a very disturbed young man for a very long time, and it's wonderful if clean and sober and on the path and come to the Cowboys and get 10 sacks. These are wonderful thoughts, but the expectations that are going along with this optimism are all wrong.
Well said. Mike Fisher here on 105.3 The Fan. What do you think's the bigger concern? And I know it's impossible to answer, but is it off the field or that he has a lot left at age 30 after not playing for four seasons?
If he doesn't have anything left, and you know, remember, you can't work him out. You can't give him a physical. Mm. So you're going on Jay Glazer's word that he's physically fit enough. He may show up in a month and be fat. I don't know. I have no idea. Doesn't look like it, but we don't know that. And the Cowboys don't know that. He may show up and be broken physically. We don't know that. So those things are possible. But then that's fine. Then you say goodbye to him and you're not out any money. The right. Public relations hit, I think that's an issue here. Obviously, Jerry Jones has dealt with that for years and years and years, starting at Second Chance Valley Ranch. And as Jerry told me not too long ago, he said, I've gotten so many second chances in my life. He goes, I've lived 9 lives and more. He says, I feel good about giving other people second chances. So the public relations part of it, the Cowboys have dealt with that before. They don't blink at that. But the possibility that he still steps in the wrong direction, this is, and we all know somebody now who's got behavioral issues or mental problems or drug issues, or they're alcoholics or whatever. Sean, this idea that, oh, he's clean and sober, we're never looking back, that's not how it works at all.
What would you, if your best guess, your best guess, would you say there's a better chance that he has turned his life around, which may be small, or a better chance that he is a productive Uber value for the amount of money they're paying him?
Well, I hope that the Cowboys did enough research, Jay Glazer and beyond, to believe that he's on the right track. I will add that we've been very critical over the years of the Cowboy, that Second Chance Valley Ranch program, that player program department, that I'm not sure, and I don't mean to poke a stick here, but I'm not sure they're all as good at their jobs as they think they are. I recall talking on this show a few years ago about the program for Randy Gregory, which included some kid who worked for the Cowboys, and they moved in together. And I asked, does the kid have a degree in psychology? No. Does he have an expertise in medicine? No. Is he a pharmacist? No. Has he ever had children? No. Then what were his qualifications for being Randy Gregory's supervisor, besides the fact that they were pals? So I think the Cowboys get very excited about the success stories that they've had here, but I think they overrate their ability, and along comes Rob Davis, the new Cowboys assistant head coach, who, as he told me, is really a life coach. He's not going to have a whistle around his neck. Well, Rob Davis, meet your first assignment. Here comes Alden Smith.
Mike, you don't think they're looking at Alden as their right defensive end starter, do you?
If we get to training camp, if there ever really is a training camp, and he rolls out there at age 30 with fresh legs, he's got 4 years of fresh legs, so that's good, and he's 6'5", and he's 263,
looks like that.
And he looks anything like he once did, which, guys, as you'll recall, he was a combination of Charles Haley and DeMarcus Ware for those 2 years, for real. That's not overstating things. That's not being optimistic. Nobody can beat him out. He'll start wherever he wants to start if he's that guy. And Tyrone Crawford will be a utility guy inside, and Randy Gregory will back him up. And you'll have a front line that on paper is awfully fearsome. Tank Lawrence, high second-round pick, Pro Bowler, 2 first-round picks at defensive tackle in McCoy and Poe, and then this guy with Tyrone Crawford, Randy Gregory, and Antoine Woods helping. That's incredible on paper, but football isn't played on paper.
Mike Fisher, Cowboys insider, right here on 105.3 The Fan. They signed Aldon Smith to a one-year, $4 million deal, $2 million in base, $2 million in incentives. You also lit up the internet, my friend, again, when you wrote that maybe the Cowboys make another offer for Jets safety, DFW's very own Jamal Adams. Please explain that.
Yeah, so let's workshop this one a little bit. So we know that last October he was very unhappy with the Jets, in part because they stink, and the DFW native, who is about as good a safety as there is, who's just 24 years old, was making noise about where the Jets are going. The Cowboys and the Jets then had their conversation on trade deadline, the eve of the trade deadline, and talked again just before the deadline. And the Jets' demands in trade were outrageous. The Cowboys offered a first-round pick, which would have been this one, pick number 17, and they offered the cornerback Anthony Brown. So a premium pick and a player. And in the conversation, of course, the Jets, maybe establishing that they didn't really want to trade Jamal Adams after all, were asking for a first and a second and Tyron Smith, or how about Zach Martin and a first and a third. They were asking for three times what the Cowboys were offering. Then we got to the Super Bowl, and Jamal Adams did interviews saying, I know I'm going to get an extension. Everything's going to be fine. I'm going to be the highest paid safety in football. Everything's going to be fine. Well, that was January 25th. Now it's a month plus later. Where's his extension? Why haven't the Jets done it? When is Jamal Adams going to blow up again? Because he will. Mm-hmm. He'll do it on Twitter. And he does it a lot. You know, they say he's a leader in the locker room, and I do believe it. But on, you know, he expresses himself on Twitter in ways that if you're his employer, it might rub you a little bit the wrong way. So I don't think, Sean, that this problem goes on in a way and explodes in a way that causes the Cowboys to trade for Jamal Adams now. Meaning, no, I don't think the Cowboys are going to offer a number 17 and a player this time around, because I don't think the Jets think they're in crisis yet. But every week that goes by, every month that goes by, that Jamal Adams does not have a new highest paid safety in football deal in New York is another week and another month that the Cowboys will prepare to vulture their way back and look at it again. And if we ever get to a training camp and Jamal Adams decides, you know what, I'm not going to show up. You guys told me that we were going to get a deal. And now it's been since October, then since January, then since February, and now July, the Cowboys will make another offer in an attempt to trade for safety Jamal Adams.
Fish, if they were to make the trade, I know they got like 14 or so million in cap space, round up to 15 because it's got some change in there. You know, would they be able to make the move and still have enough money where they're comfortable going in the season? But even if they were to trade for him, why would they give him the market value? He's probably going to want 6 for $85. They wouldn't even give that to Byron.
Yeah, whatever. Well, first of all, with all due respect to Byron Jones, this isn't Byron Jones.
Right, this is it's not as good.
This is the best safety in football, and he's 24 years old. This is everything you want in a safety. And look, I think it's too bad Byron Jones didn't have a chance to stay here. But the Cowboys put the price tag on him that they did. We'll see if they're right or wrong. They were already going to do Jamal Adams, which means they were already going to pay Jamal Adams, that they were going to find a way in October, budget-wise, they would find a way now. Remember, Chop, when you give the long-term deal to the guy and spread it out over time, as will happen with Dak Prescott, that buys you cap space. So Dak's present cap hit, which is 28 or 31 or whatever it's anticipated to be as the franchise quarterback, that can go down to 20 when they give him the long-term deal. The same thing can happen with Jamal Adams.
Mike Fisher here on The Fan. You have reported the Cowboys had zero interest in Jadeveon Clowney when he was asking for $20 million. Now, apparently, he's asking for 17 or 18. Would they have interest in that?
I think that Seattle offered him 18 for 1 year, and I think he turned it down. And so that didn't move the Cowboys at all. Find me, and R.J. Choppy's analysis of Clowney as a player is accurate. He is an impactful player, but $20 million, $18 million, you know, the Cowboys' interest did not move from zero to accelerate to 60 miles an hour because of a $2 million change. You find me Clowney, give me Clowney at a bargain, or give me Everson Griffin at a bargain. But at this point, neither guy is interested in giving you a bargain, and so the Cowboys are interested in neither guy.
Yeah, Clowney, he's a Toto. He's not a Tolo. He's a turn it on, turn it off guy. He's a light switch guy, depending on how happy he is with the bank account. And I'm not interested in that on a long term deal. Short term, 1 year, 18. Okay, maybe you could talk me into it. But he's a Toto in my opinion, Fish.
Yeah, I think 18 is not what they think. The idea that we're going to have super premium guys get super premium prices, they've done that with Ezekiel Elliott. They did that with Tank Lawrence. They'll do that with Zach Martin. They did that with Tyron Smith. I don't think they view Clowney as being super premium in a way that you would do that kind of deal. And by the way, if you were the Cowboys and you were going to do 18 for one, well, why wouldn't you commit to longer? Why wouldn't you just lock him up longer? So I don't think the 18 for one makes much sense for anybody. I believe he'll go back to Seattle. And I think he'll get a high-priced, long-term deal with the team that knows him best and likes him best.
Anything else, Mike?
Tolo.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.